Everybody got it? I'm going to erase this eventually. We'll do it from memory. So it goes, and you have to kind of have a beat, but we'll start with a slow beat, right? I am a C.
I spell it for you.
Have you ever seen those videos where there's like a bouncing ball that you follow?
Because I don't know like what letters.
Okay. Alright, so guys, help him out. What does this spell? What does this spell? This spells. Live.
Eternally.
Alright, so it's saying, I am a Christian and I've got Christ in my heart and I will live eternally. Now, I know this may or may not be true for all of us, but it is... many people have sung the song before it happened, and then when it happened, they sing it with a new tone. So here's how it goes. I am a C. I am a C-H. Help me out. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. And I've got C-H-R-I-S-T in my H-E-A-R-T. And I will L-I-V-E-E-T-E-R-N-A-L-L-Y. Is that too fast? Let's go slower. Give me a slow beat, guys. Help me out. Can I do it? Somebody give me a beat. Boom. How's it going? Somebody with a loud beat. I am a C. I am a C-H. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. And I've got C-H-R-I-S-T in my H-E-A-R-T. And I will L-I-V-E-E-T-E-R-N-A-L-L-Y. You guys have it down. Alright. One more time. I'm not going to tap the wall, right? Andrew, do you want to sit up here so you can see it better?
No, I
can
see it.
You can see it.
I keep doing H-T-E-A-R.
This is probably the hardest part here. You don't have a pause after this E. L-I-V-E-E-T-E-R-N-A-L-L-Y.
There's a space
so you can see the words, but in the song you just keep going. All right, here we go, ready? I am a C, I am a C-H, I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, good. And I've got C-H-R-I-S-T in my H-E-A-R-T, and I will L-I-V-E-E-T-E-R-N-A-L-L-Y. Who's got it down?
I
know, alright. Alright, let's try. Do you guys want to go slow again or you want to go faster? You ready for faster? Okay. I am a C. I am a C-H. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. Come on. And I got C-H-R-I-S-T in my H-E-A-R-T and I will L-I-V-E-E-T-E-R-N-A-L-L-Y. Oh, good. Alright, look this way. Ready? Don't cheat. Don't erase again. Here we go. Ready? I am a C. I am a C-H. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. And I've got C-H-R-I-S-T in my H-E-A-R-T. And I will L-I-V-E-E-T-E-R-N-A-L-L-Y. You guys are good. Well, look over here. Okay, now let's try our speed. You can look at it, but you gotta go fast. Ready? I am a C. I am a C-H. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. And I got C-H-R-I-S-T in my H-E-A-R-T. And I will L-I-V-E-E-T-E-R-N-A-L-L-Y. Alright. Alright, now let's change it up a little bit. Let's do this song with chicken.
What?
Ready? Alright, so every one of these becomes the beginning of that word. So for example, except for the first one, it's going to be, I am a chicken, I am a chicken hicken, I am a chicken hicken rickin, I sicken ticken, I ain't nicken. You guys ready?
No.
You can do this. Now listen up.
I already can't do that.
Do you guys know what vowels are and consonants? We learned it like when we were in kindergarten or something. All right.
I honestly don't know what the vowels are.
So listen up. Listen, Andrew, ready? These types of letters. Vowels.
S is a vowel.
A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes. What? All right. When it's one of these, you just say the vowel. Don't do the word. So, chicken, hicken, ricken, I, sicken, ticken, I, A, nicken. Got me? All right, so I'll circle these.
This is not good.
Check it out. I'm circling them. I'm making this way too easy for you. Look at this. E. Every time it's circled, you don't have to say it. All right, here we go. I am a chicken. I am a chicken hicken. I am a chicken hicken rickin. I sicken ticken. I a nicken. And I've got chicken hicken rickin. I sicken ticken in my hicken e a rickin ticken. And I will lickin I vicken e e ticken e rickin nicken a lickin lickin y. Guys, hey, sometimes why? Okay. Who's with me? You guys with me? Chicken. All right, let's try it. Ready? You guys, you definitely can do this. Come on. I learned this one my first year in college. This is college freshman orientation. I heard them do this song, and I was amazed, and I practiced and memorized it. All right. Yes. Ready, Andrew? Here we go. Beat. I am a chicken. I am a chicken hicken. I am a chicken hicken rickin. I sicken ticken. I ain't nickin. Good. And I've got chicken hicken rickin. I sicken ticken in my hicken e a rickin ticken. And I will lickin I rickin e e ticken e rickin nickin a lickin lickin y. Guys!
I can do everything.
Where was my chorus ready? All right, let's practice one. Practice here. Practice it normally. L-I-V-E-E-T-E-R-N-A-L-L-Y. Okay, we're chicken. Lickin' I, vickin' E, E, chicken E, rickin' nickin' A, lickin' lickin' Y. One more time with chicken. Lickin' I, vickin' E, E, chicken E, rickin' nickin' A, lickin' lickin' Y. Who's got it? All right, just this part. And I will lickin' I, vickin' E, E, chicken E, rickin' nickin' A, lickin' lickin' Y. All right, let's change this up. I think this is chicken's too hard. Let's try someone's last name. Or first name. Alright, wait, I know a guy whose last name is Chong. Do you guys know anybody named Chong? I know a Chong. Alright, I have a friend with Chong. Let's do that. So we're gonna do the same thing but with Chong, okay? I am a Chong. I am a Chong Hong. I am a Chong Hong Hong I Song Tong. I ain't no. Come on, guys. Alright, let's do it. Go slow. Ready? Can you guys do this? I even circled the vowels. Okay. Slower. Alright, try it out with me. Just do Chong and we'll pick someone's last name. First name. I am a Chong. Come on, guys, stop with me. I am a Chong Hong. I am a Chong Hong Wong I Song Tong. I ain't Nong. That's good. And I've got Chong Hong Rong I Song Tong in my Hong E A Rong Tong. And I will Long I Bong E E Tong E Rong Nong A Long Long Y. Okay, pick someone else's name.
Yvonne.
What is it? Yvonne? Okay, it's Yvonne, is that right? Okay, I've never done Yvonne. You guys ready? Let's go slow. Now, Yvonne, for the first one, it's going to be Chivon, okay? The C we always do with a ch, like chicken. All right. I am a Chivon. Is that right? I am a Chivon Han. Wait, Chivon Havon? Do we have to do the Havon, right? Wait, how do you say your name? Yvonne? Chivon Havon. I am a Chivon Havon Rahon. I, Savan, Tahan, I, A, Nahan. Does anyone have a one syllable name?
Oh my God.
Chi? Chi? How do you spell it? CHI? Alright, let's try it. Ready, guys? Guys, help me out back here.
Wait, what happened to H there?
This one's gonna be kind of good. The H is he. I am a Chi. I like it. I am a Chi He. I am a chi-hi-ri-i-c-t-i-a-n-e. That's good. And I've got chi-hi-ri-i-c-t in my p-e-a-r-e-t. And I will l-i-v-e-e-t-e-r-e-n-e-a-l-e-l-y. All right. Let's take a break on that one. Okay, let's face this way. You guys can practice that in free time?
No.
One card for each name?
Did you get all names?
Yeah, all names are in.
Okay, now I need to go from... Oh, you got up your name?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, we can have a split. How many names are there?
Oh, I don't
know. What number are you?
About 2 chapters, right?
How many people do we have right here?
30.
Okay, we're going to need to be in some groups. Guys, let's all quiet for a second and face this way. Just face this way. This is all I need. Thank you. Everybody face this way. Ready, set, quiet, game, go. At my dinner time, we play the quiet game all the time. Not because of me, but because of my kids. We'll just be talking, they'll say, ready, set, quiet, game, go. And then, of course, my wife and I will say something. Sometimes, eventually, and then the goal. My little 3-year-old. Okay, all right. Points. Point of...
You can talk, man.
May I cough? Okay, yes, you can cough. Okay, quiet game's over. So, let's focus for a second. I want to pray for our time. You guys with me? What we're going to do, we're going to interact, we're going to play, we're going to all draw on the board. We're going to do something in the scripture in a passage that's usually really boring. So we're going to take a boring passage and we're going to get into it. Remember, our theme is before Abraham was, I am. And guys, face this way. I know we've got squiggly chairs. Just help me out for a little bit. Then we're going to squiggle and talk. Yes. So, these passages from Genesis...
What are
you
doing?
Shh, guys. Hey, turn around. All right. Just stick with me for like 5 minutes while I explain what we're going to do. Okay, then we'll get hyper again. In Genesis 5, verses 3 through 32, and in Genesis 11... verses 10 through 26, is some passages that probably, even though you've read Genesis maybe, this part you probably like lose your eyesight or skip through it or something like that. It's the names, it's the generations, it's their ages, when they had a kid, and what the kid's name was, and so on. Basically, that's what this is. So what we're going to do here, we have up here 2,200 years, starting with zero, right here. We're not going to go with the BC, AD timeline style because we have to trace backwards from the time of Jesus. You might get back to like 4004 or something, but at least we know that Adam started at zero, right? So here's how this works. Adam starts right here. So I'm going to take on Adam. Adam, okay. And I've got the card Adam, so that's me. I have a card for every name, okay? We're going to give these out. And all right, I've got Adam. And it says there that Adam had Seth when he was 130 years old. So here's the 100, here's 200. This would be like 150. So I got to think between here, what do you think, right about here? Right here? Okay. So when he was at this spot, he had a son. And his son's name was what? This isn't Cain and Abel. This is his other son, Seth. Yes. All right. So then Adam had Seth. Okay. So I go here. Seth. Seth. T-H. T-H. S-E-T-H. Okay. So Adam had Seth at age...
Seth.
Seth.
So Seth.
All right. Maybe in some languages you say Seth, but in English it's Seth. And after he had a son, it says he lived 800 more years. So what's 130 plus 800?
130.
So in total, Adam lived... Adam lived 930 years.
And he died.
And you know what happened then?
He died.
You got it. He did die. Okay, so I'm going to write here 930. And I'm going to put his name at the end, just like at the beginning. This is Adam's lifespan, and here's where he had his son. All right, now we're gonna do all of these lifespans up here. Maybe I took up too much room for Adam. I think you guys should make it like half as thick, maybe, just to make sure we fit everybody. And this year here, there's two numbers to put here, guys. 930 and 930. Right here, I'm gonna put the number 130. Is when he had Seth. So this number here, though, is 930AA, which stands for what?
Killed.
After Adam.
Oh.
I made it up myself. You got it?
Got it.
All right. Seth. So whoever gets Seth, so we're going to scatter these cards around. You got to all, like, find them in the Bible. We'll get the scripture.
I have
there.
The Bible.
Is it like something?
We're gonna.
Have
you don't have your Bible? We're gonna get in some clusters and make sure there's a Bible there. We find. Hey, listen up, guys. Listen up. First step. Okay. No talking. Quiet game. Go.
What?
All right. We'll get in these groups and make sure there's a couple of Bibles in the groups. On your flashcard, you write down. Buddy, help me out here. Listen up. On your flashcard, you write down, so here's my guy, Seth. No, here's mine's Adam, right? So I have Adam. Now, I'm going to write there that Adam, he had Seth at 130. Just notice that. And then he lived plus 800 years. And if I can do the math myself, I'll go ahead and I'll say that's going to equal a total of 930 years. Once you get that done, then I'm Adam, so I've got to find Seth, or Seth has to find me. So I got to find who's before me and who's after me. Now, Adam doesn't have anybody before him, but if I was Seth, I'd have to find Adam, and I'd have to find... Does anybody know what Seth's son's name is?
Enoch.
Who said that? Enoch, that's good. All right. Who knows what Enosh's son's name is?
Enosh.
Oh, without looking. Canaan? Yes, Canaan. Now, who did Canaan have? All right, raise your hand if you're in ninth grade or lower. Ninth grade or lower? Good, okay. Lower than ninth grade or ninth grade?
He's not in ninth grade.
Freshman?
And.
I'm a
city
first. Here? Alright.
I don't even know this guy.
I know. You don't know that guy.
Oh, that's local.
Is that an enemy named Chicken?
What grade are you in?
Me?
Alright. Alright.
Ben, who are you?
Me, Jared.
Who's in? Who else is in ninth grade?
Yo,
this guy? Did you get a card?
No.
All right. Okay. How many? Who's in?
Who's in the card? Is like?
Who's in 10th grade or older?
Yes, sir.
All right. I need the 10th grade or olders to grab at least two that are young, that have cards, and you guys are group leaders.
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman?
Yeah, I'm a freshman.
You're not? You're a freshman in college?
Oh,
whoa. You got pink AirPods.
Okay, guys. Hey.
I don't know.
Let me just... Do I need to bring you guys into groups, or can you grab two people?
Can I grab other group leaders?
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Everybody form a small group. Everyone that's in 10th grade and above needs at least two people. You guys, go ahead, stand up. Let's get a group.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, we need groups. Where's our groups? Who's your older person?
Yvonne.
No one?
No, we don't have one.
Hey, high school guys, we need you to get groups. Do you have groups?
It's fine. Yvonne's the oldest.
I'm actually 6.
Okay, fill out your cards.
Let's
go ahead and fill out the cards with the Bible. So find the people in the Bible. Hey, older people. Older people, can you help me get groups?
Bro, I have a plan, guys.
I got
it. Right, so every 2 to 1.
All right, I got a group guy here. You be in this group? You got a group here? Okay, you got a group here? You guys in a group? You have a Bible?
Yes. But can I just act?
That's cool. Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
Like me, a leader.
You work with her? You guys have a Bible between the two of you? Yeah, can you get those three? Hey, we need another person for this group. Can you go in this group? You guys are too big. Okay. Fill out your cards first. Find your ages.
Got one kid.
That's perfect.
All right. Or I can go drag another kid.
Hey. I don't think you want to be part of the group.
Guys, you need an old guy. Hey. He's being your
friend. All right.
You want me? That way he can be helped too. That way you can encourage him. Do you have a group of some? Do you guys have a group? All right, who needs a group? We need groups of 3 at least. Yeah, 3. Hey, buddy, can you join them? Here we go. These two are not talking about each other right now. You in the group?
I'm going to ask her about these pencils.
Okay, after you get that done, on the back of your card, write your name. Write your grade and write the meaning of your name or something unique about yourself. Or something odd about yourself. So every card should have a Bible person's name and it should have another person's name. On the back side, it should have your name. Everybody catch that? Okay, shh. Wait, wait, wait. If you can hear me, stomp your feet. If you can hear me, clap your hands. Guys, the back of your card needs to have your name, your grade, and something, if you know the meaning of your name, or just something else about you. So write that down also. And is everybody done with the other part? Are you done with the Bible part? Okay, all right. Let's fill that part out. Huh? What did we write?
My name, my grade.
Yeah. And what's your name mean? You don't know? All right, then write something about you. Someone was going to describe.
How do you
find
the word?
Yes, that would be a good description. Okay, when you're done, bring your card up here and set it down. Thanks. All right, bring your cards up.
This is 30, this is 70. Yeah.
Oh, wait, what is this?
This is the age of the age.
How are you socializing?
Abraham, how old are you?
This person did it wrong.
Yeah?
They didn't write the dad and the
death.
No, the dad.
Oh, yeah.
That's
going to be hard. Who's Eber's dad? Somebody else will know. Okay, let's turn in the cards. I'm going to shuffle them up.
Eber's dad is
Wait, or the other way around? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you get? Did you get your ages? You almost done? You got it all? Your ages?
Oh. Why did we write
when Haran died? Doesn't say?
I don't think
so. Okay. Oh, I see.
It didn't really say when he had his son. It just said his father.
I see. And you had Haran. Oh, you know what? You're right. Sorry about that. You got Haran. We should give you a different one. That's good to know, though. That's the split up. Thanks.
Wait, where's Shem? I can't find anything other than his father is in that
one. Did you look in the chapter 11?
Hey.
Check chapter 11.
I don't know how old he is.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Who, Japheth?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's okay. Is that the one that you had?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. That's good.
But they already was how old he was.
I know. Hey. You know he's the son of Noah, right?
Yeah.
This is good. Yeah, you don't have his age.
This didn't tell you.
Sorry about that. Okay, everybody ready? You have all the cards? Yeah, we'll come right back. You have all the cards? Guys, you haven't turned in your cards.
I haven't.
Somebody spilled some water. What are we gonna do, bud?
Oh, that wasn't me.
Yeah. Do you wanna go to the bathroom and get a paper towel?
After it.
How long?
And then after he became the father, he was a 500-year-old.
Oh, I got mine back.
Oh, is that the same one you had?
Just kidding.
Did you finish?
Yeah. 600.
Is that a card? Are you done?
Almost.
Almost? Are you not done? It's pretty good. You done? You done? Right. What'd you write?
Wait, I had the same card as this guy.
It's probably for insurance.
You had the same one?
Yeah, I had the same person.
Did you make a mistake?
Maybe someone made a mistake. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Ooh,
needs a card. Mayhor. Let me give you a map. Alright, we had some mistakes, guys. Sorry about that.
Oh, is it you?
It's him, not me.
Oh, sorry.
Give it to...
We missed it.
What's this?
We got mistakes? What's that? That's, you're supposed to write the father also. Yes. Who doesn't have a card right now?
Oh,
okay. Who is in ninth grade and lower that doesn't have a card?
Sorry?
You
got it.
You?
Okay.
All right.
Am I supposed to have my card?
Ninth grade?
Oh,
10th grade?
Yeah.
Benny.
All right. Ready, guys? Look this way, look this way. We have a few mistakes with the cards. Here's a mistake. Some of them are people that we don't know their ages. So Noah had three sons. What were his three sons' names? Shem, Ham, and Japheth. All right. And then, what's Abraham's dad's name?
Terah.
Terah. Yes. And what are Abraham's siblings' names? Abram's siblings' names? He had two brothers, or at least that we know, right? What was it? Terah, Harah. What was his dad's name? And then Nahor. Is that one of them? Or is that someone else? No, that's a different guy. Who's Abraham's siblings? All right, so check this out. Are there two Nahors? Yeah. Now, I didn't mean to give out cards that had the people that didn't have ages. So if you got that, it's okay. We can just write them there, but we can't do the timeline with it. everyone has a... You guys have different cards now? So you have to find the people that's before... The person before you. And... And you have to find the... First, we have to find the person that's before you so we can do this on the board. And keep your card, though, okay? So we want to start with Adam. Who's got Adam right now? Who's got Adam?
I didn't get a card.
Okay, I think you were missing, so I gave your card away. I can give you, who's got Adam?
Yes.
You got Adam? Can you come on up? Let me see this one, sorry. Andrew.
Whoa. Yay.
All right, so can you do with the Adam one what I did? Do you remember? Okay. What's Adam's son's name?
Seth.
Seth. Who's got Seth? Okay. You can go right after. Here you go. Okay, now everybody scramble and find who's in front of you and who's behind you on the timeline. Let's do that.
I have Noah's dad.
And then let's hop off the board and write your timeline up.
I cannot understand his card. It is not feasible to understand such a thing.
105, he had Enoch.
Oh, who is his father? It doesn't even say that.
So, who's Seth's dad? And this guy who has Adam, he should tell you.
I have Abraham.
He's your dad.
Oh. I'm Abraham's dad. This sounds so weird.
So you know that you're starting at 1:30. You're Abraham's dad? Who you got?
Yeah.
So you got to find Abraham? And who's your dad?
I don't know.
Oh, not all the cards have the dad, so you got to find out. Who had Terah? Who's Terah's dad?
No,
Nahor. Nahor?
Yeah.
Who did Nahor have? Oh, that's him. Find your guy.
Yeah, no, we already got him. Sarah.
All right, find Sarah. We need Sarah.
Wait, let me see.
Oh,
that's fine.
All right, go ahead and do the kid.
Hey, as you go along, you gotta be a kid here.
I have no chocolate.
Oh, no chocolate for you. Hey, guys, can you give her a piece of chocolate? It's right behind you. All right, once you got it, try to find your spot on the board. But we got all we've got so far is Adam and Seth. And make skinny lines. It's 930?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, how old is Jared?
Oh,
you're my son.
Who has lost?
I'm going to find my dad.
All right, let's try to line up along the board if you've got your ages down.
Andrew, get out.
Abraham.
I'm up already.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It says Abraham.
It's Abraham.
Yeah.
That's his name before
Abraham.
God's gonna
kill you.
All right, come on up to the board if you've got a card. Come up to the board. Get in the order of your people. Just get in the order of the people. You have to find the dad, though.
I totally can't see you.
So when you get to the Noah spot, just put your dad. We don't know his age.
I can't even touch
it. It actually matters, though, for tomorrow. We're looking at. We're going to talk about Jamie.
This guy?
Huh? Tarot?
Somebody get Noah.
Is this the same? There's two Gaylords, right? So there's one that had to rob.
I'm also looking for another
one. Ah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe this is going to work all the way down.
You got it.
I'm going to have to switch one of them to the one who has no age. Are you writing the names?
Wait, Seth only lived for that.
Yeah, can you double check everything?
Hey.
This says 412. Is it supposed to be 912?
Which incompetent. Okay,
I need some overseers. High school big guys, can you help us out?
I'm gonna
be a sophomore in 5 months.
Can you double check the writing?
Somebody gets a hand to stay.
Why is it so small?
We need to double check. We need to make sure the name gets in and the right name gets in.
Why is the name so small?
Excuse me! Guys, come
on. All right.
No, he's very subtle.
Wait, how you make get over here.
Yo, yeah.
Good boy.
Is this confusing?
Good old man.
No one likes to
work
with me.
Hey.
Oh, guys.
I found more chalk.
Also, is it not as hard?
It was like a box.
Oh. All right.
No, I'm not abusing you.
How did you find this chalk? That's awesome.
He was just squatting down trying to hide from his dad.
All right, everybody sit down.
Where did he buy that?
We got chalk.
You spelt the name wrong, brief here.
Everybody, okay, let's sit down again, guys. Let's sit down.
Okay,
you got it? Ooh, sit down.
Hey,
Andrew, sit down.
Hey,
you got
sit
hands?
Down.
Where?
Sit down, and
guys. We got to go much faster. Keep your cards. Wait, did you steal everybody's cards?
All
right, let's do this together really quick. Guys, listen up. If you've got a Bible, open up your Bible. If you've got the card, follow me. Andrew, you got to sit down, bud. Come on. Andrew? Come on. Okay, we have Adam. Listen up, everybody. Adam. Who had Adam? Born in 0 AA. Let's race through this. Who's got Adam? Okay, can you say it? He died at 9:30, right here, after the very... Okay, we did that one. Seth was born after Adam, 130. Seth had Enosh at 235, is that right? Who's got Seth? Is this right, guys? So when he was 235 years old?
No, when he was
105. Oh, when he was 105. Okay, I'm going to write that here. He was 105, so you're writing 235 because that's the year after Adam, is that right? Okay. Okay. And then... How long did Seth live after he had his son, Enos? 807 years? And 807 plus 105 is what? 912, okay. Where is Seth? Let's go to 912. It's the year 912? Is that what you said? Or you lived 912 years?
He lived for a different 912.
Oh. So what would that be?
1042.
1042? You guys with me? All right, all right. 1042. All right, let's take a break. This is the experience of Bible study. When you do these ages, I'll pull up tonight. Hey, listen up, guys. Just stick with me. We gotta finish up. This is when I plugged them in. I drew them out on paper. It didn't take me too long. It took me about 20 minutes. Plugged into Excel and just got a little chart. So I have Adam, and then I have Seth, and Enosh, and Canaan, and Mahalalel, and Jared, and Enoch, and Methuselah, and Lamech, and so on. This experience takes us a long time. Why? It's hard for us just
group
to...
Group work is hard.
Group work is...
group work, and group work is slow. And
group work is so hard.
And group work sucks.
And the hand
work. But no one does group work.
All right, all right.
I'm going to see like...
Hey, guys. Can you guys listen up for a little bit? I'm sorry. I thought we'd be able to do it a little easier, so that's my fault. Can I get your all's attention a little bit? Let's pray for a second. I think we need to focus. Can you guys look this way? Okay. Well, and then don't look. Let's close our eyes. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you. We pray you would meet with us in this time. Speak to us and use this time in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to bring something up that we're going to... I'll finish this up in downtime, and we'll look at it. We'll look at it later, and we'll look at it in one of our sessions when we cover Enoch and we cover the flood. Hey, guys, just for a little bit while I'm talking, can we not do stuff? Just for a little bit. Right. And even just look this way just for a second. Okay. What I wanted to get to is going through the timelines, what we're going to do, and maybe I'll just do this with a few people. We can just finish this out. But we'll see who's alive when someone else is alive. We get to this spot, we're actually at Abraham, way down here. All the way back 2,200 years from Adam. But let me just mention a few things that we find out that happens. Adam, because he lives to be 930 years old, everybody could have met Adam for many generations until Noah. Until actually Noah was born. He's the first one in our timeline that's born after Adam had died. So, for example, if you had Seth or Enosh or Canaan or Mahalalel, or you had Jared or Enoch or Methuselah or Lamech, everybody could have met Adam. That's what we'll see. We'll have this up before next time. In this timeline right here, all these people are born during this time, so imagine Noah's dad could have met Adam. Probably did. And Noah could have met not only Lamech, but Methuselah. And he would not have met Enoch, though. But he could have met Jared and Mahalalel and Canaan and Enosh. And Noah could not have met Seth. Go ahead.
Isn't like a bunch of people died at the same time?
Actually... one crazy thing on here that we see is in 1656, so here's... lots of people died, but on our timeline, only one person dies.
What?
If you go down, who had Methuselah? Methuselah, okay. And who's Methuselah's dad?
Boy.
Enoch. And how long did Enoch live? Who had Enoch?
Our hand.
Enoch? Somebody?
65 years.
365 years, and what happened to him? Enoch lived 65 years, then he had Methuselah, then he lived 300 years and walked with God, and then he was not because God took him. Enoch's the shortest lifespan guy, but actually, in another way, you'd say he kept on living. He didn't die. He was raptured, and we actually don't know totally what happened to this guy. And he was taken up, it says. So Enoch was walking with God, and then gone. No year of death, just year of rapture. So anyway, when he started walking with God was when he had Methuselah. Now Methuselah is a name that means, it means death. And when death happens, there's like an explosion or an end of something. So Methuselah was given a name that's really special. How long did Methuselah live? He's the oldest guy in the Bible. 969 years. So he lived 969 years. When Methuselah died, it's the year 1656. It's the year when Noah was 600 years old. It's the year when the flood happened.
The flood died.
He's the one that is in our timeline that died that year. Others died before him in our timeline, but he died the year of the flood because Enoch prophesied when he had his son, and he said, when he dies, something terrible happens. That's the name Methuselah. That's what it actually means. So we'll see this on the board later, and I can actually show it on the screen later tonight. It actually does. It's, well, not everybody else, because remember, Noah goes on through the flood, right?
Yeah, only and then, one person gets passed, but then there's like...
Just Noah, yeah, and his sons, right? What were his three sons' names? Shem, Ham, and Japheth?
Ham,
yes, and Japheth and Shem, yeah. And so then Shem goes on and has Arphaxad and so on. Anyway, the line keeps going through the flood, but at the flood, Methuselah died. Reason we're bringing this up is, in this time period of all of these years, getting up to Abraham, people were calling on the name of the Lord and following the Lord. And this is the line that we're calling on the name of the Lord. It says, like, there's a line of Cain and there's this line of Seth. And these guys were calling on the name of the Lord. Not all of them were walking with God, so much so, but they knew the way. So Enoch, when he had his son, he had a vision of the flood coming. It must be. And then, so then he named his son that way. And because of that, he repented and he started to walk with God and call on his name. This is what we'll talk about tonight. But all of these guys leading up to the flood, they were all calling on the name of the Lord just like Abel did, just like Seth did. So Seth names his son Enosh, which means... All right, so wait, let me back up. Seth is a... When Adam's 130, Seth is born. Seth replaces Abel. I mean, his parents actually say that. They say, Cain has killed Abel, and now we had Seth, and maybe this will be like a comfort to us because Abel's dead. Seth knows the way of Abel, though. He's even born... just in that, with that in mind. And he knows that way. So when he has his son, he calls him the opposite of Cain. Cain means, I've acquired a man. This is going to be the man that saves us. That's what Adam and Eve called Cain. They're like, this is it. Because there was a prophecy to Eve and Adam. When God cursed them, I mean, when they were cursed after this, they fell. The prophecy was, Eve is going to struggle against the serpent all her days, but eventually... her seed, or from her lineage, her child, is going to crush the head of the serpent. But the serpent will bite his heel. So this is the prophecy that someone will come that's born from Eve that's going to destroy, that's going to crush the head of the snake. Now we know the prophecy was fulfilled at the cross, so that lineage went all the way to the time of Jesus to do that. But she thought it was Cain. So she's like, this is it. This is Cain. I've acquired a man. And so she named him that. And she knew, like, now the serpent will be destroyed. But it didn't work. Cain was the opposite. He actually started to go the way of Satan in a way and murdered his brother. So when they had Abel, they just named him, like, vanity. Like, all life is just a breath or something. And Seth had the same thought in mind. When he named his son Enosh, it's like a frail human. It means that we are weak without God. And it says, then men began to call on the name of the Lord. Meaning this, we need the Lord. We need him. We can't go without him. So tonight we'll look a little bit at Abel and Cain and the difference and so on. And we'll also look at Adam and the trees. What time are we supposed to finish here?
11:45.
At 11:45, is that right? Okay. All right. So, I'm sorry this was so hard. I think we can finish it really quick if we stay calm and you just call out the next thing and we can just draw it really fast. Do you guys want to try that?
Yeah.
It won't take that long because I've done this before in like 5 minutes. All right. Now, someone could be on the math with a calculator, maybe. Is that right?
I don't have it.
Okay, so after Seth, here's Seth. And Seth lived all the way until 1042. Is that what we said? That's correct. Okay. Seth had Enosh. Enosh had his son after how many years?
Son after
90. 90 years?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're supposed to write that here. And what was his son's name? Canaan?
Yeah.
Or Kenan, depends on your Bible. After 90 years, how many years did he live?
815.
Okay. And what's the total number of years?
905.
905, okay. So he lived 905. So what year after Adam would that be?
Well, what year was he born?
He was born 235. It's 1140. Okay, and then Canaan. Canaan. How many years did he live until he had a kid?
70.
Okay, and what's his kid's name?
Mahalaleel.
Ready? Let's say it. I am a Mahalaleel. No. Mahalaleel. Okay. Mahalaleel. When you see in Hebrew, when you see in the Bible, there's two E's next to each other, you put like a little break between it. Like even the Baals, the B-A-A-L, there's a little like pause between the A's. Okay, so yeah, it's Mahalaleel, and then how many years did he live?
910 total.
Oh, so how many years did he live?
840.
840? Okay. And total was 910. What year would that be?
1235.
Nice. 1235. Here we go. 1235. Okay, who's next? Mahalaleel. He had Jared at what age?
65.
Pretty young. Okay, he had Jared. Wait, what year would that be? I think I'm messing up. Mahalaleel should have been born in 395. Let's back him up to here. Okay. 395. Okay, when would Jared have been born? 460. It's right about here. So let's go down to here. We got Jared.
How did human lives become so short?
How did they get so short?
It was like 9 hours.
Oxygen.
Was it oxygen?
I think it was.
All right. Yeah, we're going to... Actually, that's something we're going to talk about. Where are we at? Mahalaleel? All right, he had Jared, and then what did he do?
Which was all these old people?
How long did he live? 895 years?
Yes.
What year did he die?
1290.
Good. 1290, right here. All right, well, who's this guy? This is Mahalaleel? Yes? Okay, let's put him right here. Mahalaleel. Okay, Jared. Jared, when was he born? 460. Okay, how long did Jared live before he had a kid? 162?
Yeah.
That's a really old man to have a kid. Okay, what year would that have been? He had Enoch at 622. It's right here.
622.
Sorry, I just said it. Yeah. All right, so this is going to be Enoch. All right, and then what year did Jared die?
1,422.
Good job, man. 1,422. Pretty long. How many years was that? 962 years?
Yeah.
Okay. These guys are old. Enoch is born right here. Lived 65 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then he has who? Methuselah. All right, so I'm going to start Methuselah right here. You lost track? All right. Enoch was born in 622.
Okay,
Methuselah was born in 687. Enoch lived after he had him 300 years, right? What year would that be? He died in 987. Ready for this? 987. Who could have met Enoch? Everybody so far. I mean, Enoch could have met everybody. Yeah. Okay, Enoch. He didn't die, though, did he? Is that a trick question?
He didn't die.
Was taken away, walked with God for 300 years after this. All right. Methuselah.
Died 1656.
How'd you know? 1656.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it was right there.
I forgot. Good. All right, that's Methuselah. That's pretty old, right? 1656. Who's Methuselah's kid? Methuselah had Jared. No. That's Mahalaleel. Methuselah had Lamech. Right? You guys say Lamech? At 874. All right, here we go. All right, we got Jared. Does anybody know a person named Jared? You don't normally think of it as a Bible name, do you? It's a Bible name. Does anyone know someone named Methuselah? I met some people named Methuselah. Okay. I also met people named Cain. It's kind of strange. All right, so Jared, what? How long did he live until he had a kid? 182. Wait, are we at Jared? No, we're at Lamech. Why did I say Jared? Guys, help me out here. Methuselah had Lamech. Okay. Check this out. Lamech lived 777 years. 1651. Good. Right? 5 years before the flood, in 1651, Lamech dies. Now, Lamech had Noah. Noah was born in 1056, right here. Okay, so here we have Noah. At 1056. How old was Noah when the flood happened? Was it like 500 or 600? Or what was it? 500 when he had kids, right? Okay, and then 600 around then when the flood happened. And then after the flood, he lived how many more years? This one's trickier. He lived another 350 years. So he lived all the way. Good job, man. All the way to 2006. So here's Noah, 2006. Okay, so let's pause right here. At this spot right here, 2006, back up 350 years. You have the year of the flood. It's 1656. It's the year that Methuselah died right here.
When is Abraham born?
Noah had who? Shem, Ham, and Japheth? Some of you guys got Ham and Japheth, and we don't know their ages, but we have Shem's. Shem was born.
Ham.
What?
Ham.
Shem was born in 1558. Is that right? 16? Yeah. About 1558. So here's Shem. Right around here.
What about Ham?
We don't know. We don't know Ham's age. We still have a few more people to get to Abraham. We have Shem. We have Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abraham. We're out of time, aren't we?
Yeah.
You think it'll fit?
No.
We have to write
it's
really small. We have to pull this. Is 11:45 when we stop or 12:15?
11:45.
We have till 12:15?
Yeah.
Guys, that's great. All right. 12:15?
Yes.
All right.
Shem died in 2158, and he had his son at 1658.
All right. Okay, guys, stick with me here. Shem was born what 1558? He died what year?
2158. He had his son at 1658.
Good. All right, who's got our faction? Who's got Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Neo, Terah? Can you guys finish the timeline? Do you think we could try it? Okay, we've got enough of these. Let's go up to the board and finish it. Okay, come up and give the ages. You want to? Go ahead.
Is it awesome? Time compared to BC. Like, my God.
Start is about like 2004.
Yeah.
All right, so his son is born at 16.
You want to finish it?
Go.
Hey, here's a cheat sheet, bud.
No need.
All right, good.
Okay,
hey, guys, while he's doing it...
The flood happened in 2000.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Wait, what's that?
The flood happened in 2000.
The response is too big.
I mean...
Okay, please okay, stop. Okay.
If it's that's not 4,000, the flood happened in
2000.
Hey guys, while he's drawing, let's pay attention.
I have some cheat sheets.
You got cheat sheets?
Yeah.
Good. Shh. Let's focus. Let's talk about this question that came up about how these guys are living so long, right? What we're about to notice. Listen up. We're about to notice something very strange happen as I'm talking. As he finishes these out, everything's going to look different than in the past. Why did everybody live so long during this time period? There's a scripture that that names this time period. What do you got? Somebody said earlier the breathing of the air. What were you going to say? Is there walking with God? All right. Now, what did God say to Adam on the day that he takes of the tree? What's going to happen to him? You will surely die. And how long did Adam live?
Did I make any speculations?
So is God a liar or is God telling the truth? I mean, he must be telling the truth, right? But the day that Adam took of the tree of life, did he die?
Did I do something wrong?
Something is wrong with what the scripture says.
I think I did something wrong.
You did something wrong?
Okay. For some reason, I have Arphaxad dying before his father.
Okay.
Is that true? Wait, he does die before his father.
Yes, I mean, right. Okay, ready, guys? Listen up. The day that Adam took of the tree of life, whenever it was in here, on the day that he took of the tree of the life, he died. Adam died. You with me?
Oh, yeah, spiritually died.
Word. All right. So Adam spiritually died. So we have spiritual death. Right here at the tree, the purple tree. We don't know what color the tree was. It might have been purple. So if Adam died spiritually right then, here's a scripture I want to read. Ready? It's in Romans chapter 5. It says, even as by one man, that's Adam, sin, this is verse 12, sin entered into the world, and by sin, death came. Death passed upon all men, like we see all these people dying. Passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Until the law was in the world, sin was not reckoned, but even though there was no law, death reigned from Adam until Moses upon all those that had sinned like Adam. So it says, death reigned from Adam until Moses. This is a time period. You know, from Moses to Jesus, there's another time period or an age. We call it the age of the law. That's what Romans also talks about. Law was going on until grace came with the time of the cross. So for us today, to follow the Lord is not the same as during the time of the law. I think we would see that. Maybe what we don't see is this age of death.
It doesn't look like death.
It looks like they're living long, doesn't it? And Adam, it doesn't look like he died when he took up this tree of life. I mean, the tree of the knowledge of good and death. But he died, right? What kind of death? Spiritual death. So what's happening with all these people? They're not physically dying that soon. We have 930 years, 912 years, 905 years. These guys are living really long. 962, 969 years living. Really old. 777. Super old. So what's dying so fast? Wait a minute. What's happening here? I think his lines are messed up. What's going on here?
Uh-oh.
Why are these guys so short and these guys are so long?
Nothing's wrong.
How long did Shem live?
Shem, wait.
What's his full age?
You know why?
You guys ready for this? Look at Shem. Look how long his lifespan is. Shem lived 600 years. Arphaxad only lived 438 years. Look at this guy, Arphaxad. He's just dying before Shem.
Like lived 30 years.
433 years with Shelah.
That's not a lot.
All right, Eber was only 464 years. And you know what happened to Peleg? The pirate, Peleg, not Pegleg. Peleg, that's in his days, the land was divided. Peleg only lived 239 years. Like a spring chicken dying early, right? Peleg had Reu, and he only lived 239 years also. Serug lived 230 years. Something bad happened, though. Nahor lived 148 years. His son lived pretty long, 205 years. And then who knows how old Abraham was when he died?
Seven.
The young, 175 years. Super young. Think about it. Just a few generations ago, they were in the 200s, the 400s, the 600s, the 950, like Noah.
Someone keeps dying before his father.
They keep dying before their dads because something is happening. Death is reigning in the age of death. All right, so we had the spiritual death. Now all the ages start to change. Once this guy took over with the chalk. Right after the flood, something changed. So during this time, everybody's living really long.
Oh, I think must be boring.
So what kind of death is happening here?
Real death.
I mean, they are dying, but they almost live 1,000 years. It's not much on the physical death. Go ahead.
Maybe the rain, the flood, covered the trees from producing air.
We're not talking about
what? Yeah, and then trees came back later. No, now this is a good point. You guys, you do bring up a good point. At the flood, the sky changed, because it says, like in Genesis 1, it talks about how this waters were put in the sky, and it says at the time of the flood that the flood waters came down from the sky, so there's a different atmosphere. It also says right after the flood that rain started to happen, and before that it did not happen. So this was the first rain, because the sky actually was different. According to Genesis, the sky had such a thick atmosphere. So that is a good point to bring up. There's maybe even some something helpful there. But death is ruling. Death is working. Death already works spiritually. Everyone is born in sin. They all have death upon them. At the time of the flood, here's what God says about the flood. Somebody mentioned the 120 years, is that right? Right before the flood, God mentions, I'm not going to strive with man anymore. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? All right, listen up. Genesis 6 is where God kind of decides or says this about the flood. In Genesis 6, it says, the sons of God... Okay, it says... It came to pass, mankind multiplied on the earth. This is right at the time of this period right here, okay? There were lots of people, they had daughters were born to them, and the sons of God saw the daughters of men and took them as wives that they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit will not always plead with man. He is carnal. He is flesh. This is a new thing that just happened right at this time. Man became carnal. His days shall be 120 years. In those days, the giants were produced on the earth, and also afterwards, when the sons of God had come into the daughters of men. And it also says, the wickedness of man was great on the earth. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil. So, what's changed at this time period is every thought in the soul of man is evil. Now, when Adam took up the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he had moral knowledge. The problem was he didn't have the life tree first to handle more moral knowledge. But Adam had, now he knew what's good and what's bad, and he could choose good. I mean, this would be the bad knowledge. So, just temporarily while we're talking. So he chose, he could choose, and so could Seth, and so could Enosh, and all these guys had moral knowledge. I know right, I know from wrong. And their conscience was awake all the way up until the flood. Something changed. Death was working here and here and here and here, but not on the bodies. Death was working on the soul. When your soul is dead to God, it means morally your soul is fully corrupt. They're not brain dead. They're not like they lost all the abilities of their soul, like their mind and their choosing and their emotions. What they lost was the moral knowledge of the soul. So up until the flood, things were getting worse and worse and worse in the soul. Morality was dying. Although people were living pretty long, morally things got worse and worse. If we followed the genealogy of Cain and not of Seth, we would see that eventually you get to the seventh of Cain, and instead of Enoch, who walked with God, you have another Lamech, not the Lamech that's up here. And this Lamech had two wives instead of one wife. And he killed people also, just like Cain. And he killed others for almost no reason. And he boasts about it. He sings a song to his wives about him killing these others. So in that lineage, things were getting worse and worse. Some of these men were calling on the name of the Lord. That's why they named Noah, Noah. They said, Noah, let's name him Noah. This is Lamech. He named him Noah because he's going to bring rest to us. And that's what happened on the ark. They found salvation and a rest, and they abode in the ark, and they were saved through the flood. But they all knew that something bad was going on, because Lamech's dad was Methuselah, who told him why he was named Methuselah, and his granddad was Enoch. So they all knew something terrible is happening, and morality got so bad. And then something even worse happens. It says there that the sons of God mixed with the daughters of men, and that's how these giants happen. That's these angels and humans making these giants. So you know, like the story of Goliath that happened later on. It says in Genesis 6 that giants were in those days and later also. So David and his mighty men killed a lot of giants. They killed all of Goliath's brothers. And when God would send some to a certain city to wipe them out completely, usually you'll see in the description there's something about giants there. But this is where there's a mixture of an angel and a human, so the giants were there. So that's something terrible going on. They got wiped out with the flood. But also, the main death that was working was the death of the soul. Now, right here, look at this. This looks terrible, what you're making.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you guys see how slow people are living? I mean, how short they're living? Abraham actually, yeah, he lives right over to here. Now, you can't see it quickly right there. You have to, like, follow the timeline there. But Abraham actually dies in 2183. So I'm just going to bring Abraham all the way out to here. Okay, here's Abraham dying. Here's something cool. Abraham could have met some of these people. He could have even met Shem, the son of Noah. All right, but what I wanted to bring up right here. This is death. Yeah, to the body. That's right.
Wait, does it say when Isaac?
Isaac you have to find later on. Those take a lot more space. Hey, thanks for your help. This is good enough for now. Isaac and Jacob and others you have to find. Okay. So we have the death of the soul, the death of the spirit first, immediate death. The death of the soul took 1656 years. And it slowly happened, and finally, man was upside down. This is what flesh means. That's why it says, man is flesh. Flesh is this part of my body. It's my body. And I'm supposed to be spirit, soul, body, but now my body is in charge. And my soul just does whatever my body wants to do. And it's like I feel like doing this, and so I do it. So in a lot of ways, the desires of the body started to control the soul. So the sexual immorality happened a lot. Eating too much, drinking too much, and drunkenness and other things, all this happened right up until this time. They were completely upside down. This is what's talked about in Romans chapter 1. And go ahead.
I can't find Ham.
Ham's not up here. Ham was born right here, though. Right around here. Noah had his three sons right around here. Ham, we know his kids. We know his lineage, but we don't know his age, okay? All right, so here's the thing to take away. By the time you get to Abraham, the death is almost complete on the bodies. That's why Abraham only lived to be 175. His kid, Isaac, lived to be 180. And Isaac's kid, Jacob, lived to be 137. Jacob had Levi, who was like 133. And I think I think his next kids were in the 130s. And then you get to Moses. Moses lived how long? 100 and... Does anybody know? He had 40 years growing up in Egypt. He had 40 years outside of Egypt, unlearning all the things of Egypt. And then he had 40 years delivering the Israelites and wandering. So he lived 120 years old. At Moses is the breaking point. It says in Romans 5, death reigned from Adam until Moses. That's the age of death stops at Moses. From Moses on, you don't have people living so long. And Moses wrote about this in Psalm 90. He said, people today live just to be about 70 years old, or strong. If they're strong, they live to be 80. Now, of course, he lived to be 120. It's not like there's a rule. You can't live past 80. But he was just saying, our forefathers lived really old. And now death has completed its work. Man is living a short time, and we need a Savior. So the law came in to show us that we need a Savior, to awaken the moral consciousness. The law says, that is wrong. This is right. That's what the law helps us, is to bring back this the soul's morality. So that's why God gave the law before he brought in the cross. Go ahead. What's that? Those look like tapeworms? Yes, they kind of do look like tapeworms. All right, so this is important for us to see, because as God's working in all of this time period, death is working also on everybody. And Abraham is right at the end of it. Abraham's one of the last ones leading into the time of Moses. And Abraham, God grabs him and creates a nation out of him. Go ahead. We got to finish up.
The ages of death, does that go all the way through death and body too?
The ages of what?
Soul,
yes. That's a good question. Death of body, the one that goes into that is Noah, and really it's Shem.
They're both like, so
These guys go.
They're dead and they're also dead.
Yeah. So Noah's in this time period, but Noah was born way back when. So he lives really long, just like that time period, okay? So his time period is the death of the soul. So he lives to be 950 years old. Shem is born right 100 years before the flood. He's born in the time of corruption. God says, man is so corrupt, I'm going to not struggle with them anymore. I'm bringing in the flood. This is the transition time. So that's why Shem's like 600 years. Really chopped in half almost. But it's his kids and grandkids that really start dying fast. You get into the 400s and the 200s good.
Well, is there soul also dead?
There's, oh, yes.
The people in the...
This time period?
Yeah.
Definitely. Spirit and soul are already fully dead in sin.
So certain the age of death reach all over into the...
Oh, yes. The age of death covers all this time. That's a good point. I need to write this right. This is the age of death all the way until we get to Moses. Okay? So by the time we get to Moses and the Ten Commandments, the age of death is complete. Spirit, soul, body. Sin has so corrupted mankind that man doesn't live long. The morality is basically lost, has to be recovered. And spiritually, they're no longer able to walk with God without the blood sacrifice.
The body death is inside of the soul, right? Like, the soul.
Yeah, they each come out from the other one. Okay. So everyone started with spiritual death, then death works beyond the spirit into the soul, and then death works into the body. Does this sound crazy, guys? You guys with me here? Alright, we need to finish up, but we'll pray. Hey, so why is this important for us? When you all get saved, you know what gets saved first? Your spirit. On the day that you believe in the Lord Jesus, in an instant, your human spirit is made alive to God, is washed clean from sins. Like in Ephesians 2, it says, we were dead in our sins and transgressions. We were dead in our spirits. We weren't dead like soul dead or brain dead or body dead, but we were dead. We were born dead in sins. When you're saved and you believe on Jesus, that instant, you spiritually are made alive. And salvation has come to your spirit right then. When at the very end of time, of your time, or of the Lord's time, when those of us in this room might get raptured, or you might die and then be raised from the dead, if you believe in the Lord, that's when, listen up guys, listen up, that's when your body will be fully saved. Right now you're in a body that's on its way to death. Although your body seems like it's growing, it's getting better and stronger and awesome, but if you look at my body, you see it's getting worse and worse and worse. And things are dying. And I can't do as many push-ups as I used to. So, but then God gives us a brand new body and saves the body completely. So that's coming in the future. This one, if you've believed on Jesus, is already in the past. Spiritual salvation, physical salvation is in the future. This is called the salvation of the soul, what God's doing with Christians right now. He's renewing our mind. He's bringing our consciences to be awake and to understand good from bad and to know how to walk with him. So in the time that it took so long for death to work on the soul, it also takes your whole life for your soul to be saved. Meaning that the salvation brought to your spirit, which saved you from hell, now overflows into your soul to save you from yourself, to save you from sinning, to deliver you from the power of sin, to bring you to be able to walk with the Lord. So that's what's going on with us right now. All right.
What are you saying?
Keep your cards for tomorrow, please. Let's pray and we'll finish up. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for so great of a salvation, and we just want to again pray for all of us in this room that we open up our hearts, keeping them open to you, to work your full salvation in us. Lord, we pray that you would keep us today as we're in different meetings or other times, even that we'd have the openness to you to walk with you like Enoch and to be seeking your face. In Jesus' name, amen.